You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, the message for today is the day everything changed, Pentecost. I think very few people realize how much changed that day. We just think the Holy Spirit was poured out. Yes, He was poured out, but for the Holy Spirit to come, that on the day of Pentecost, it cost Jesus His life. It cost Jesus His life. Jesus had to be glorified. Jesus had to be raised from the dead, seated next to the Father, and then the Holy Spirit could come. Until this day, the Holy Spirit was only upon believers and not within believers. Do you know we change from the inside out? You know, years ago, the Lord showed me a vision. I saw a vision of a fire on the inside and a fire upon. And this fire on the inside started burning brighter and brighter, and the one at the top bright. And then at one stage, they started burning through each other. And the fire within, that's the character of Christ. Christ being formed on the inside. And the fire upon is the gift that God gives us. Your character must burn through your gift. Amen? We need more of the character of Christ on the inside. So are you ready for today? Turn to the person that you say, get ready. You know, in Acts 1 verse 4, I love to quote 1 verse 8, but I want to read verse 4. And being assembled together with them, He commanded them not to depart. I mean, can you see the seriousness in this? That Jesus said to His disciples, I command you. Don't go anywhere. You have to stay. If you miss this, you're going to miss out. But to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, you have heard from Me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Are you ready to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? Are you ready to be filled with the power from above? What was this promise? Who would receive it? The Bible says those that believed would receive it. Not just those that believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Because remember, Jesus' disciples knew that He was the Messiah. He knew it. Had to believe that Jesus had died and that He was made alive, that He was resurrected from the dead. John 7 verse 37, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to Me and drink. Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? He who believes in Me, as the scripture said, out of his heart, out of his spirit will flow rivers of living water. But this He spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in Him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. There's a promise given that out of our hearts will flow rivers of living water, rivers of life. One translation says it will gush out. When water like that starts to flow through you, you will change. This was only given after Jesus was glorified. When I think about this, Jesus, the Word, was with His disciples. He was their helper. He was their comforter. He was their teacher. Then He said to them, when I go, it's to your advantage that I go because My Father will send the helper, the comforter, one that will teach you. Imagine this. The Bible says in Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. So the Spirit was with Jesus the whole time, but He was not yet teaching. The one teaching and helping was Jesus. And Jesus said, listen, you have to stay. You have to wait because the Holy Spirit will be poured out. And when that happens, rivers of life will start to flow from the inside. What does it mean? He says, you have to wait to receive the Holy Spirit. Once I've died, once I've been made alive, once I'm seated in heaven, some things are going to happen. When you go to Romans 8 verse 2, you'll see that there's two laws against us, the law of sin and the law of death. Sin is dealt with by Jesus dying on the cross, but death is dealt with through his resurrection. The disciples only experienced Christ walking with them as the Messiah. They knew that. But they'd not yet believed that he was raised from the dead. And he said, those that wait and believe that, they are going to receive new life. This is the problem in our church today. People are serving God from year with their souls, but they've never received life. Why did they have to wait? Because when the Holy Spirit came upon them, the first work of the Holy Spirit is to regenerate your own spirit so that you receive eternal life. Eternal life is not something you get when you die. It's when you accept Jesus Christ and you allow the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and you become born again. Turn to the person that you say, new life. Pentecost was not for those who saw it or heard it. It's for those who obeyed. You know what's one of the scariest verses in the Bible for me? When I read it, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 6. It says, after that, it's after he was raised from the dead, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. You know what that means? It means Jesus told 500, wait, wait. The Holy Spirit's going to be poured out. You're going to receive light and life. Rivers will start to flow. Wait until you've received it. And we know what happened. They saw fire upon them. They started speaking in their languages and people got saved. Was there 500 people in the upper room? How many got filled with the Holy Spirit? 120. You know what that means? 24% obeyed. Turn to the person as you say, are you that 24%? The Holy Spirit came upon 120 and allowed them to be different. They didn't know what was going to happen. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, rivers of life and light started to flow out of them. What will happen if rivers of life started flowing out of you? Every area of your life will start to change. If we have experienced Pentecost, our lives should change every day. This morning at the pre-prayer, I told the people, Lamentation says, his mercies are new every day. His mercies, so every day there's mercies for you to do something for God. So what will happen if you get filled with the Holy Spirit? You know what happened when they got filled with the Holy Spirit and Peter got up and he started to speak? When 120 rivers started flowing, the Bible says in one day, 3,000 people got born again. Turn to the person next to you, say revival. When those rivers started flowing, 3,000 people got saved. Why? Jesus said in John 16 verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, who was the truth? Jesus was the truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is life. But he says, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Can I tell you something? If you're not talking about Jesus, you should ask yourself, am I really filled with the Holy Spirit? Have I had a Pentecost experience? Because when those rivers start flowing, we'll start to speak about Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. And when you have revelation of Jesus, you want to talk about Jesus. Turn to the person next, you say, have you been talking about Jesus? Verse 15, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, our nature starts to change. Because this river, this pure water, starts flowing from the inside. It washes dirty language away. You know, in the Welsh revival, when the miners got saved, They had to replace the donkeys. Do you know why? Because before the miners were saved, they had a minor language. You know, they call it the industrial language. Certain industries, they say that's just what we go with, that's how we talk. But when you get saved, doesn't matter what the industry says. When your heart changes, your language will change. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But he's gone to the Father, and the Spirit of truth on the inside of you now. Start to change your language. When you start talking about Jesus, your language changes. So what happened? The day of Pentecost, 3,000 people got saved. When 120 fountains started flowing. Light and life. Look at this. Go to John 16. You know, you say you want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you heard what John said. He said, John baptized with water. What is that? It's immersion. He soaked them, put them under the water. Baptism of repentance. When you read Romans 6, you'll see that when you go under the water, you bury the old man. But when you come out of the water, you are raised up with Christ, the new creation. Everything starts to change about you. You know, when you are soaked in water, everything about you changes. He says, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. You're going to be soaked in fire. You know what happens? The Holy Spirit starts to burn things away that doesn't look like him. So when we say, Lord, baptize me with the Holy Spirit and with fire, do we really know what we are asking for? The first time in my 20s when I said, Lord, baptize me with fire and burn everything away which is not of you. By the end of the week, I was rebuking the devil. And the Lord said to me, what are you doing? I said, I'm rebuking the devil. Don't you see what's going? Can't you see what's happening, Lord? He says, that's not the devil. It's me, the fire, burning away everything which is not of me. You asked me to do it. I'm doing it. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Burn everything away which is not of you, Lord. Let me just see your hand if you've ever prayed that. Turn to the person next to you and say, what were you thinking? If you prayed that in humility and sincerity of heart, he's going to start to remove everything which is not of him. So that you can be ready. John 16 verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. Jesus says, I must go. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin. And of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father, you see me no more and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I want to submit to you that he says there's a threefold conviction. Turn to the person next to you, say conviction, not condemnation. The Holy Spirit will always come and convict you. The devil condemns you. In Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. So he comes and he convicts. Number one, first, he convicts the world of sin. Can you see it doesn't say sins? Christ dealt with sins on the cross. He convicts them of sin. What sin? Of rejecting eternal life. Not accepting the giver of life. Am I talking to the right people here? When the Holy Spirit's in your life as a Christian, he'll also convict you. When you've been rude to somebody, the Holy Spirit will convict you and say, that was rude. Go say sorry. Then you go and say sorry. Ever had that happen to you? That's the Holy Spirit convicting you. Saying, watch out for this. Be careful of that. Leading us and guiding us. The Amplified says, John 16 verse 3, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole truth, the full truth. What is the truth? The facts are we all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. The truth is, Jesus Christ came and he died for us to restore glory back to us. Do you believe the truth? Accept it with meekness into your heart. It's able to save your soul. He says the Holy Spirit will never speak of his own authority, never speak about himself, but he speaks about Jesus. So I want to tell you now, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, one of the things that's going to happen, you're going to start talking about Jesus. Are you ready to talk about Jesus? The second thing, it says, he will convict them of righteousness. Righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. What does that mean? It means to be in right standing with God, to be in God's presence without condemnation of sin or judgment. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, no more condemnation. Let me hear an amen. Amen. So many Christians are living under condemnation. And all you have to say is, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon me. Touch my heart and change my heart. Fill my heart. Help me to do your will now and forever. An unsaved man can now obtain legal right and be justified and appear in the presence of God. Family, we have a friend in the Holy Spirit that's here to help us. And the last thing he's coming to do is to convict the world of judgment. Judgment. When you've accepted Christ, there's no judgment. What does it mean to convict the world of judgment? Who's the ruler of this world? It's Satan. Go to 1 John 3. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Can I ask you a simple question? Who's your daddy? Is it the devil or is it God the Father? Turn to the person as you say, who's your daddy? Turn to the person on the other side and say, who's your daddy? Because who's your daddy determines how you will experience judgment. When God the Father is your father, your daddy, there's no judgment. But if you choose the world and the ways of the world, that judgment that's upon him becomes your judgment because you've not received Jesus Christ. Ena. He says, when you are born of the Spirit, you will practice righteousness and you will love your brother. Born again people that are filled with the Holy Spirit can love people. When you are born again, born of love, you can love people. Matthew 22, 37, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest. The second to this is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. When you are born again, and this river starts to flow, you can love people. Sometimes some Christians find it difficult to love. You know what's difficult to love? Your fountain is a little bit blocked. You need to get filled with the Holy Spirit again. Because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit and that river starts to flow and the Holy Spirit reveals to you who Jesus is and how much Jesus loves you, then you don't just love God, but you love your brother, your sister, because of the love of Christ that's on the inside of you. His ability becomes your ability. Ooh. Who got offended this week? Let me see. Just raise your hand nice and high. Who got offended? Who got super offended? Who blew a gasket? Can you see how much you need the help of the Holy Spirit? The helper. Some of you, if you just listen to the prompting to keep quiet, you would not be offended right now. But you had to say something. Most of our problems are tongue problems. If you just kept quiet and love on the person, things would have changed. When you allow the Holy Spirit to come into you and he regenerates your spirit, everything about you changes. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit and rivers of life are starting to flow, the number one thing God reconciles you to God, making you one with him. Number two, when those rivers start to flow, you want to reconcile people to God and you can cause reconciliation. When you read the Bible in the book of Acts, very little is taught on the new creation, but you just see people start reaching up, reaching in, and reaching out. You don't see teachings on new creation in Christ Jesus, but you just see people living it, being it. Because humility is not something you do, it's who you've become because of your total dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Serving is not just something you do, it's who you've become because the greatest servant lives on the inside of you. Worship is not just something you do, it's who you've become a worshiper, being able to worship God in spirit and in truth because the Spirit of God is on the inside of you, helping you to give glory to God. So if we are truly born again and allowing the rivers to flow, things will start to change in your life. Because the Holy Spirit will even overrule your own traditions. Turn to the person, say, even your own traditions. Because the Holy Spirit, there's traditions and there's boundaries. And let's honor those things. But not at the cost of loving people and caring for people. If there's a stop street, what do? You stop. But if there's a traffic officer saying, okay, come, just drive, go, go, go. What do? You drive. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that officer with the authority that will tell you, okay, just go, just go, just go. Let me show you. I'm going to close with this in conclusion. You go home and you go read the whole Acts 10. Turn to the person next to you, say you're going to have to read the whole Acts 10. The Bible tells a story of a man that's not a believer. Nicodemus, the Bible says Nicodemus was a devout man. It's a man that always prayed, he feared God, and he gave. And the Bible says because of this, his giving and his prayers came before the Lord as a memorial. And the Lord sent an angel to him and said, listen, send some people and go get Peter. Peter on the other side, he's busy praying, and the Lord shows him a vision of all the animals and everything, and he says there's nothing unclean. You with me? Why is this important? Because Peter and Nicodemus, under normal circumstances, will never meet and never talk. Turn to the person next to you and say, are there people you never talk to? Because you don't like them. You still want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You might just end up talking to somebody that you don't like. Are you ready for that? Okay, let's go on. Acts 10, verse 19. Well, Peter thought about the vision. The Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I've sent them. So the Lord comes to you and he says, you know what? I'm sending three people to you. Don't doubt. They are of me. Go with them. And Peter must be thinking, oh, three rabbis are on their way to me. Thank you, Lord. And here the door opens, and it's these three that you would never talk to. Amen, 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 amen. It is so, it is so. Remember Samaria, what the sons of Zebedee wanted to do when they didn't want to help Jesus. They said, should we call fire down on them and sort them out? And Jesus said, you don't know what kind of spirit you are. I'm not here to kill, steal, and destroy. I'm not in the killing, stealing, and destroying business. But after you've received power, go witness in Jerusalem and then go witness in Samaria because that fountain of love will be flowing and you'll be able to love a Samaritan. Amen. Sure. Hope I'm talking to some of you. So Peter arrives, goes into the house of Nicodemus. You can think, you know, the Bible says You are led by the Spirit. But Paul in the book of Acts, he says, I was bound by the Spirit. I think this is I'm bound by the Spirit moment. So Peter is walking into this house where he's not supposed to be, Acts 10 verse 28. Then he said to them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with you. Am I talking to the right people? But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came without objection. As soon as I was sent for, I asked them, for what reason have you sent me? He says, listen, I'm here. And I'm here by the leading of the Holy Spirit. But tell me, why do you want me? He's there to bring salvation to our household. To speak words as the rock. To bring life and light to the Gentiles. Peter stands there and he says in verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him, hates sin, and works righteousness is accepted by him. It's not it got anything to do with the color of your skin, but everything with your heart. Am I talking to the right people here? You still want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Verse 43. To him all the prophets witnessed that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word, who believed the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. You know what happened? Pentecost happened in that Gentile's house when Peter was obedient. You read Galatians 3 verse 14, just put it up. The promise that was made to Abraham was the Holy Spirit, so that we as Gentiles couldn't receive the Holy Spirit. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So if you believe, you're going to receive the Holy Spirit. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, rivers of life are going to start to flow. What did they say? I don't have time. There's three baptisms. Baptism with blood, water, fire. Just think about Egypt. They first had to put the blood on the doorposts. Then they went through the Red Sea. Then the fire by night and the cloud by day. Think about the temple. Outside, they offered the sacrifices, blood, the glassy sea, the Holy of Holies. Blood, water, fire. So what happened here? Fire came now and they got baptized with the Holy Spirit. They say, these people must be born again. They're speaking in tongues. We have to baptize them. Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? What did they say? These Jewish people looked at these Gentiles and they said, we've been baptized into the same Spirit, into one body, to drink from one Spirit. They were saying, you know what? We're eating from the same pot. Your water, your lovely water, tastes like my lovely water. There's not Afrikaans water flowing and English water flowing and Zulu water flowing and Tswana and German and Italian. There's Holy Spirit water flowing. Are you ready to love those around you? Then you can say, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon me and baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Open the well on the inside and let it start to flow in Jesus' mighty name. Peter, by his tradition and his culture, is not allowed to put his foot in that man's house. What are you doing with those people? But the Holy Spirit leads him and says, those that I honor are those that fear me and those that practice righteousness. He He was a man that prayed in humility and sincerity of heart. He's a man that gave and helped his community. He says, Peter, go there. They need salvation. Let the river flow so that rivers can start to flow from that house, from that community. So as a Christian, who's your daddy? What water will you allow to flow? Because there cannot flow bitter water and sweet water. Okay, let me just put it more plainly for you. If you're a racist, get born again. Because you cannot be a racist and be a Christian. You can call yourself a Christian and be convinced, but you're definitely not born of the Spirit where life is flowing from your heart. Because if you hate a brother, that's not life. When there's life here, you can speak life. When you are blessed by Christ, you can bless. Peter, because he was born of love, could go to somebody from another nation and culture, which normally they would say, you don't go into that man's house. We don't mingle with those people. You know when people talk about those people? I've been called many times those people. A nation born of love can forgive. A nation born of love can bring hope. That's what we need. Everybody here, a fountain that starts to flow, light and life and hope. Can I have one amen?
Amen.
Are you ready to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire?
Amen.
Your nature might just change.
Amen.
Those that you go and love on might just change. You might just find yourself in somebody's home you would never go to. Try it. It's very refreshing. Amen. You'll see that people are more alike than what you realize. So if we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, we'll just start to flow. If a Christian was nasty to you, maybe their fountain is just blocked a little bit. You pray for them. Amen. Don't you start to behave like them. Let your river flow and you'll see what God will do. Are you ready for the Holy Spirit? It cost Jesus Christ his life. We should behave. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we should behave like Jesus is next to us. Jesus said, I was your helper, I was your comforter, I was your teacher, but it's to your advantage that I'm going to go because I'm just around you and you've experienced the Spirit upon you. But when I leave, he will come and make his abide, his dwelling on the inside of you. And rivers of living water will start to flow from your heart. That's what we need. When we have that flowing from our hearts, when you look at people, you look at them differently. You'll see Jesus in their eyes. You'll hear Jesus in their voice. And it will bring hope to your heart because you know Jesus Christ is our hope and our glory. Turn to the person next to you, say, I'm ready to get baptized with the Holy Spirit. But before that, I'm first going to confess Jesus and believe in him. Are you ready? Put your right hand on your heart. Raise your other hand to heaven and pray this prayer aloud after me. Say, Precious Father, my situation is beyond human means. I need the Savior of the world to save me. Save me, Lord Jesus. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I confess with my mouth and I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me. That he's alive right now, making intercession for all my weaknesses. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me to live a holy life, well-pleasing in your sight. I am now a child of the Most High God, in Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.